Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green, who is the Director of Development for the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Her reflection is entitled, Remembering to Forgive.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it's going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say it's going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a common saying, kind of an old-fashioned one, but still relevant today, to describe a person as penny-wise and pound-foolish. In other words, a person can be so obsessed with trivial matters that he or she is apt to overlook the weightier matters of life. Sure, I can tell you that a storm is coming, or what temperature we'll have next Tuesday, but what about the person next to me? The one I've just put down with a smart remark? What about the driver I cut off rudely because I was in such a hurry? What about the child whom I ignored when she tried to tell me something? Unfortunately, there are just too many instances we can think of when we haven't been our best in relation to the other folks in our lives. Do you ever get to the end of the day and mentally review your encounters? In person? By phone? Maybe even through email or texting? Do you ever say to yourself, "I wish I hadn't said that," or "if only I hadn't been so quick to answer," or "that wasn't a very loving response"? A number of years ago, I had a dream that my sister had died. And in my dream, I felt very sad and regretted all the times we had argued and been mean to each other. When I woke up and realized it was just a dream, I was relieved. And I promised myself that I would never again be mean to her. I didn't want to have any regrets later. I can't say I always kept that promise, but it's come back to me many times when I've felt impatient with her. The words of Jesus in this gospel are both challenging and poignant. Make an effort to settle the matter on the way. On the way. Yes, we are all on the way together, aren't we? And each one of us is responsible for the well-being of our companions. That's what life is all about, isn't it? I quote from the wisdom of Bishop Desmond Tutu. Forgiving is not forgetting. It's actually remembering. Remembering and not using your right to hit back. It's a second chance for a new beginning. And the remembering part is particularly important, especially if you don't want to repeat what happened. ¶¶